Constable, what was this overall season like? You got a chance to play in the NHL during the regular season, and then you went back. You played in the AHL. You were an all-star there, and now you came back and played in the playoffs. What was this whole experience like for you?
I mean, I think, you know, overall it was a great season, but, you know, I think I had a great camp. Didn't make the team, went to Rochester, I think, just played well there, and then I got a chance to play here. I played 9 games. I think I played well. It was, you know, a great experience, and, you know, it was just easy to come here and play with the boys. You know, they helped me a lot, and then, you know, went back to Rots, and, you know, I knew that, you know, if I went up playing in the NHL, I got to, you know, feel a bit better, you know, try to get better every day there, and, you know, we had great team in Rochester too, so, you know, like they prepare you well to the NHL, you know, so, like, when I got chance to come here later to Blackhawks, you know, it was like, I knew I had a great season, so I just wanted to, you know, if I get chance to play, I just want to show that I can help the team to win, so, you know, when I got the chance, you know, I just tried to do my best, and yeah, that's it.
Consta, Finland announced today that you're going to be joining the team for the World Championships. How will that help you hockey-wise and help you prepare for next season to get that experience at the World Championships?
Yeah, I mean, they have a really good team there, so, you know, there's many NHL players in Finland's team, and, you know, other teams had good teams too, you know. So, you know, I think I had a great season, so, you know, if I get the chance to keep playing, you know, of course I want to go there and play for Finland, try to win the championship, but I think there's so many good players, so it's, you know, it's not easy, so I think it helps a lot for next year, because, you know, I get games, like hard games, so I don't know, there's many NHL players, so if I can get something from there, so that's good for next year.
Consta, how did the way the group accepted you into the locker room just ease your transition to the NHL? Do you know what I mean? Just, you know, it seemed like everyone liked having you around. They considered you part of the group right away. How did that help you?
Yeah, it helps a lot because, like I said, it was easy to come here. You know, they helped me a lot with everything. Like, when I came here first year, I, Joki Harju, I lived with him, and now second year I went live with Upi, so you know, that was easy, and then Upi gave me his car and everything, so like they helped me like outside of the rink too, so it was easy to come here, and you know, just like on the ice, they helped me a lot with, you know, communication, and, you know, it's a little bit different playing style here than it's in AHL, so, you know, just if you have something, you just gotta ask, and they help you, so I'm grateful that they helped me a lot.
Well, Consta, I do have a serious question, but before that, another question: how careful were you with Upi's car?
I was careful, but there's a little scratch, but that wasn't my fault.
What kind of car was it?
Audi.
The real question, the hockey question, tell me some of the things you learned in Rochester from Vinny Prospel, a guy who played 1,100 games in the NHL. What did you take from working with him every day that'll help you probably for your whole career?
I mean, when I came here first time, you know, I think in Europe you're more like passer. You pass every time if you have chance, but here, you know, Vinny pushed me to shoot every time you have chance, so I think that's big thing because he wants us to shoot a lot in Rochester, so he helped me a lot because, you know, if you get chance, you want to score, and if you pass the shot, you know, sometimes the pass is not easy, so you get better chance to score if you shoot, so I think that's the biggest thing what he wanted me to do, and just play fast because it's it's smaller ice and you don't have that much time there, so just play fast, and if you get a chance to shoot, you gotta shoot.
Consta, to that same end, you had Vinny to work with, but how was Mike Leone able to help round out your game there as the head coach in Roch?
Yeah, I mean, kind of same thing. You know, he wanted me to play faster because, like I say, it's smaller ice, and if you play fast, you get more, like, odd man rushes and scoring chances. So that's what we wanted to do, and, like, that's how I want to play, fast and, you know, physical. So he pushed me hard every day and, just, you know, just tried to get better and, like, try to get better in little details because, like, if you can play with the puck more, you get more chance, you can dictate how the game goes. So he helped with everything, you know. I mean, first year was a little bit harder, you know. Everything was new for me, coaches, playing style, everything. But, like, you know, second year it was so much easier and he helped me a lot. So I think overall I'm, you know, really happy how they helped me there.
Hey, Consta, just curious, back here.
Oh.
I got you. Hello. Just the process of getting into the playoffs and being with this team, I'm sure there's just a lot going through your mind. You're trying to just get ready to go play. But at all during that process, did you get a moment to, like, just reflect or even think about, like, where you are or just kind of embrace the opportunity that you had given everything that was going on?
I didn't, like, really think about it, but, like, you know, everything happened so fast, so, like, after the season was over in Rochester, you know, you just got called that come here Black Ace, and you know, it's playoffs, so there might be injuries and a lot of, like, moving pieces, so, you know, you just gotta be ready to play, and when you get the call to go practice with the team, you know, everything just happened quickly, so, you know, I was just ready to play, and like I said, I had a great season in Rochester, so, you know, if I ever got the chance to play, I just wanted to be ready and do my best and, you know, not change my game, you know, play my game like I did in Rochester. So, yeah, everything happened quickly, and, yeah, you don't really, like, think about what happened, but, like, it was a great experience for me to play playoffs, you know. It's... You know, it was fun.
What is your travel schedule now? When are you going to Switzerland?
I'm flying tomorrow.
And when do they have a game?
Thursday, Friday. So I think I'm playing Friday.
So what's it like? You're going to go from this to that. You're in fully in game mode. It's almost like the Sabres won, and you're going to keep playing. I mean, how good is that going to feel for you to just still be in that mode?
I mean, yeah. You know, we lost yesterday, and you get chance to keep playing. So I think, you know, of course you want to win here, but it didn't happen this year. So now you get chance to play for something there. So, like, that's good for me.